Thanks for joining today's webinar on the real impact of vulnerabilities affecting SAP. Protect what matters most to your organization. My name is Hadley Coulter, and I'll be managing today's session. Before we get started, I have some housekeeping notes. First, I want to point out the questions module within the ON24 platform. We welcome you to enter your questions at any point during the presentation, and if time allows, we will answer whatever questions we can at the end of the session. You can always adjust the size of the media player on your end to make it bigger or smaller, depending on your preference. And finally, please note that the session is being recorded, and we'll share a link to this session after we wrap up today. Now I'm going to pass it over to our presenter. With us today, we have JP Perez Etchegoyen, CTO and co-founder at Anapsys. He'll be taking us through the impact of vulnerabilities and his security recommendations for your team. Take it away, JP.
All right, thanks a lot, Hailey. Hello, everyone. I see a lot of people joining. Thanks for the intro. It's a great honor to be presenting to you. I have to make also a clarification. As you know, we are in September, so seasons are changing. I'm sure many of you are also struggling with allergies and other things, so I'm no different. At some point I cannot talk, I'll mute myself and I'll continue. But so far so good. We know this is a live event and we have to bear with that. But again, thank you for joining. We have a lot of content, a lot of insights into the security of ERP applications and specifically of SAP applications, and many recommendations for you as well. So a lot of content, and so I'll start jumping straight into it. I'll walk through the Anapsys Research Labs, what it means, what it is, why we think it's an important team of individuals that is contributing significantly every day in, day out to the security of SAP applications. And then we'll go through vulnerabilities, threats, risks, specifics to SAP applications, and then some examples of when things go wrong. Real examples of organizations that were not addressing security for SAP applications properly and had some issues with that. So just to give you a perspective of things that can go wrong, and they do. So just to start with the Anapsys Research Labs, this is a team of individuals that is continuously analyzing ERP applications, Oracle, SAP, getting deep into the components that build these applications. You know, these are complex applications and have proprietary protocols, proprietary programming languages. So all of these applications are being analyzed continuously in different capacity by the Anapsys Research Labs through different projects. That results in a continuous flow of vulnerabilities that is reported to SAP, Oracle, the vendors, the main vendors of these applications. So because of that, they are presenting at security conferences. They create innovations and file patents. They develop a knowledge base of knowledge about attacks and detection signatures for specific attacks to SAP applications and Oracle applications. Last year, we traversed the 1,000 vulnerabilities reported to these ERP vendors. So lots of good things. I think the most important part here is that this is not just for SAP customers that are also Anapsys customers. This is basically benefiting every single SAP organization running SAP applications. And that's because whenever this team reports a security vulnerability, that translates into, in most cases, a security patch, in other cases, a documentation update, a guide, a configuration guide, a security guide. This is distributed across the install base of SAP customers and benefiting everyone. So again, this is the team that has the the deepest knowledge on cybersecurity for SAP applications, also contributing continuously to the community, right? And this is translated into many different milestones that we can see, because Onaxis Research Labs is not only analyzing and detecting new vulnerabilities, they also continuously monitor the threat landscape. So they detect if there is active exploitation of vulnerabilities, if there is a new technique used by threat actors to compromise ERP applications, and that also working with government organizations like CISA, like BSI, providing insights into attack scenarios. And that resulted in a couple of alerts from CISA, for example, and global coordination with other security agencies. And you have here some of the milestones that are more relevant in the threat landscape for ERP applications. You see the Onaxis logo when there is a direct contribution by the Onaxis Research Labs. So as you can see, a lot of activity and a lot of contributions happened because of this focus on cybersecurity for ERP applications. But as part of this presentation, I wanted to cover also what's happening out there and why these applications are a target. So there is currently threat activity, ongoing and increasing threat activity targeting ERP applications. But why is that happening, right? In some cases, you could try to understand the reasons behind that to try to prevent that. And of course, there is profiling that can happen as well to understand if it's, we are talking about script kiddies or cyber criminals or a nation state sponsored threat actor. So many different profiles, but in the end, it boils down to three reasons. Because these applications have critical data, so that data is valuable to the organization and the competitors. And we are talking about heavily regulated data. So a breach in the protection of that data means also an impact from a regulatory perspective. To in most cases. This is applicable also to insiders and outside threats. So someone who is completely external to the organization, as well as someone who is in the organization, already have access to some of that data in the ERP system, well, they know and they have a privileged access already. The second reason in general terms, we are highlighting the three most important ones, is because of their complex architecture. So we're talking about complex proprietary protocols, proprietary components, and significant resources available. So we have seen also active exploitation of ERP vulnerabilities resulting in mining of cryptocurrencies, in deployment of malware to compromise targets and perform a denial of service, for example. And threat actors know that because patch cycles are often slow. So organizations are very slow to react to this, to the ability to patch these applications because of many reasons that we'll probably need another webinar for that. And the third one is the dependence that organizations have on these applications to be up and running. So remember that these applications are supporting the business processes that are the lifeblood of organizations. So in most cases, these applications being down means no operations. And that means, in most cases, significant losses. So they threat actors know this, and they use it even in ransomware when they reference SAP applications and access to this information. And the important part of this is organizations should be able to quantify that and understand to what extent there is a dependence of the organization on those applications to be up and running. Well, quantify the losses, right? denial of service, the exploitation of vulnerability, taking the system offline, how much would it mean to the company, to operations? For a minute, for 10, for an hour, for a day? In most cases, we are talking about significant impact and really an eye-opener in most cases. So let's start with the vulnerabilities and what we see lately in the threat landscape of ERP applications. So I wanted to bring some numbers here. Based on the July Patch Tuesday, things haven't changed much. But I really wanted to highlight something, a trend that we have seen from past years and that we need to pay attention to. Because when we talk about vulnerabilities on SAP applications, we talk about subsecurity nodes, right? SAP patches released by SAP. So the cadence of these patches have been, let's say, pretty regular in terms of the number of and the volume. Of course, as with everything, there is unknown, there's unexpected, and there are ups and downs. But in general, the flow and the cadence have been pretty steady. But if you take a look at the vulnerabilities and combine the CVSS of all the vulnerabilities that have been patched on, over the past 5 years, we can see that there is a clear trend of an average CVSS increasing. What does it mean? Well, it means that while the cadence of patches and the number of patches is, let's say, somehow stable, these vulnerabilities that we need to solve are becoming more critical, right? So we have a similar number of patches year in, year out, but those patches are more important and more urgent to patch. So when we analyzed the data points and we saw that, we realized, hey, it's interesting to see it from that perspective because it means that we need to add more urgency and more criticality to the things that we do regarding SAP patches. The second one, this data point I wanted to bring coming from the Burn Check team. This is an organization that focuses on exploits and vulnerabilities available in multiple sources. So they have a private database of exploits and vulnerabilities affecting everything, including SAP. So through the analysis of their data set, we identified this trend over the past, since 2019. So this is also important to understand that POCs coming from GitHub, from Zero Day Today, from also part of Metasploit, ExploitDB, different sources are becoming available to anyone, including threat actors. So whenever there is a publicly available exploit, soon after that, there is threat activity around that. So it's important to stay on top of that. So I wanted to touch base specifically on a couple of recent critical vulnerabilities that are noteworthy because of many different reasons, and I'm going to also highlight those reasons. The first one are the RFC vulnerabilities. These are 4 vulnerabilities patched by SAP over a period of time, including patches in 2021, as well as patches in 2023. But these vulnerabilities affect the core of the RFC protocol, and patching these vulnerabilities requires kernel upgrades, upgrades of the SAP bases, some post-upgrade migration activities. So many different levels of effort that are required to properly close this risk. That's why it's important to stay on top of this, because if these vulnerabilities are not properly patched, someone through RFC could be able to compromise the SAP ABAP systems. The other one that I want to bring is P4 chains. This one, this set of vulnerabilities were detected by the Onapsis research labs and reported to SAP. Most of these are exploitable through P4, which is a proprietary SAP protocol, remotely and without authentication. So what makes these vulnerabilities pretty interesting is that they are a clear reflection of the complexity of ERP applications. because we can take individual vulnerabilities and they will have a CVSS, specific exploitation. But if we see all of them together, combined with the different aspects of SAP applications, this could become HTTP exploitable by chaining with other vulnerabilities, by leveraging different services that could be enabled on the SAP NetWare Java systems, or by abusing of misconfigurations, like missing ACLs and missing configurations on the system. So this is, I think, a great example of the complexity, how important it is to understand these applications to be able to really secure them. The third one that I wanted to bring is called ICMAD. So you may have heard about this more than a year ago in 2022, February, because these were definitely critical vulnerabilities patched by SAP through the kernel, affecting ICM, web dispatcher, different components. CISA even included this ICMAD vulnerability in the catalog of non-exploited vulnerabilities a year ago, approximately. So recently, in July 2023, SAP patched two vulnerabilities that are related to ICMAD because these were attacks to the ICM component, Web Dispatcher ICM, but also leveraging the HTTP2 protocol. So this is a protocol that is enabled by default in most of the newest versions, like S4HANA, like the latest versions of NetWeaver. So everything that you are deploying has HTTP2 and could be potentially vulnerable to this. So it's important to address these two vulnerabilities because even more if you're exposing this to the internet. So how do we address this? I'm not gonna touch base a lot on our product, but really how our customers are addressing this is basically through technology. It starts by the basics, vulnerability management, being able to have the visibility of what vulnerabilities and misconfigurations, vulnerabilities, different type of weaknesses could be affecting our SAP applications. So let's jump into threats. Now we cover the vulnerability side. Vulnerabilities are weaknesses on the system, right? Could be by many different sources. Could be also even custom vulnerabilities, vulnerabilities that affect only your organization. In this case, a threat is when that vulnerability is being abused of, or is that, there's activity around that vulnerability, someone abusing or leveraging that vulnerability to gain access to something that that actor didn't have access to. So I also incorporated some of the latest threats that we have been observing affecting specifically SAP applications. The first one is not new, but it's still ongoing, actively exploited vulnerabilities. There are many different sources, like the catalog of known exploited vulnerabilities, that show you different activity around vulnerabilities affecting SAP applications. So threat actors are actively exploiting these vulnerabilities. They understand the complexity of SAP applications. They understand how to abuse of those vulnerabilities, and they are doing that, even chaining some of those vulnerabilities. Sorry. Exploitation is not only manual, it's also automated. We see automation deployed to scan and identify vulnerable ERP applications, exploit them, and do things after that, like perform denial of service attacks, escalate privileges, access to the business data. Depending on the actor, it's gonna go and look for something different. And in some cases, even exploitation happened before there was an a publicly available exploit. So knowledge about how to exploit this vulnerability is available even before we see the activity around. So here, what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna show you a video This is a video that we captured, we put together some time ago, combining the recordings of different scenarios. We have hours and hours of activity, but we made a summary and shared this so you can see the screen of real attackers targeting real SAP applications. I'm going to show you now. If you can see the screen, you are looking at a video that is playing there. And that video is basically highlighting some parts of the screen recording that we have been capturing. So in this case, an attacker coming from Russia, exploiting a vulnerability in SAP applications, creating a user, accessing the network administrator part, and navigating through different sections of the SAP application, looking at the components, looking at the versions, going specifically to search for sections that he was interested in. The second part is some IP address coming from the US, but when the user logs in, the browser renders this as a non-English locale. So as you can see, it's probably someone pivoting from another country using infrastructure within the US, navigating the network administrator, navigating different sections of the SAP application to find different types of information. In this case, the attacker is exploiting not one, but many different vulnerabilities, combining them to be able to achieve OS level access. So combining different vulnerabilities is something that we have seen also happening within SAP to be able to get access to different sections. In this case, the same vulnerability, recon vulnerability, was exploited, accessing the SAP Enterprise Portal and accessing information within that application. So this is just one summary of the screens that we were able to capture from real attackers. Now, I won't get into the details of how we did that, because that's definitely part of the research that we do, but this is part of the threat intelligence effort that the Onassis Research Labs is continuously doing. So the other threat that I wanted to bring is related to credentials compromised. Credentials compromise is not something specific of SAP, but it's also affecting SAP applications. Between March and June, thousands of credentials were dumped on a Telegram channel called TTA Leaks. As part of that, there were thousands of credentials that were able to be used to access SAP applications. So as part of the massive compromise of endpoints and harvesting of credentials, many SAP credentials were part of that. So attackers were potentially able to access those applications. And just to give you some numbers, over 5 million credentials were were dumped, 400 megabytes of text, basically username and passwords. More than 1,000 credentials could be linked to internet-facing SAP applications, over 250 unique URLs, applications specific to SAP, and more than 200 unique organizations. Also, top industry was utilities, but then also others, education, manufacturing, government, oil and gas, technology. So this wasn't industry specific, but was broad. It's important to understand that, hey, this is similar to ransomware, is a threat that could affect many parts of an organization, including SAP applications as well, as we are seeing happening. The other threat is ransomware or malware, right? You have seen in the news everywhere how we still see victims of ransomware every day, victims of compromise. And as part of our threat intelligence efforts, we have seen also the SAP technology and the SAP resources being used to deploy malware and deploy ransomware in some of these application servers. At Anapsys, we have been providing some resources, even jointly with SAP and through Digital Journal, and we are providing different references, such as the reference to Black Cat, also leveraging SAP data as part of a ransomware attack. But this is not going away anytime soon, right? It's important to understand that these type of threats could also affect SAP, and it starts by having the right hygiene, right? Cybersecurity hygiene, vulnerability management, applying controls to those potential vulnerabilities, and having the right processes to address them. And I wanted to add some examples here of both ransomware and malware addressing SAP applications. On this slide, what you can see are services and processes that are specifically looked for by this Black Cat ransomware. And also on the other side of the screen, you can see a very recent case where a victim of ransomware had their data being published, and as part of the data was SAP information. And you can see, this is just one example. There's a lot of other pieces of information coming from the SAP applications. And also recently, we have seen more malware being deployed at SAP applications to be used to perform denial of service attacks, for example. So here you can see some examples of the techniques that we observe on specific malware deployed against SAP applications. But this is just one more example of threats that are targeting SAP applications that we should be aware of. So how do we address this? Well, the way our customers address this has multiple parts, because this is also addressed through capabilities of our platform. Anapsys Platform Defend allows for continuous monitoring of SAP applications, user activity, exploitation of vulnerabilities, identify anomalous behavior. Also through the Threat Intel Center, you can combine threat activity, information about threats with information about vulnerabilities and really have a unified response. And also you can block potential attacks with the network detection rollback. So all of these are capabilities that our customers use to block, prevent, address, manage, govern threats to SAP applications. And last but not least, we're already coming to the last part of this webinar, is what are risks, right? And I think this is an important part, because it allows us to understand why is this something we need to pay attention to. Well, we're probably not going to argue about the impact, right? When we talk about risk, there's a basic equation that says probability times impact. So impact has always been high, is always something that has been increasing, even because organizations depend more and more on their operations based on these applications, SAP applications. Digital transformation and migrations are basically making organizations more efficient, but also more dependent on business applications to be up and running. On the other side is probability, right? We see threat actors, we see activity focused on SAP applications, active exploitation, ransomware, and an increasing perimeter, cloud on premises. So all of that really speaks about the probability and increases it. So risks affecting SAP applications, business risk, is something that we cannot deny on the level of high that we have, both from the probability and impact. And yeah, it's not just about being able to analyze that. It's also about being able to quantify. So I would encourage you to take a look at your SAP applications and quantify how much a system outage would cost to our organization, how much value is on the sensitive data that is on the SAP applications, and what if I have a compliance violation because of all the regulations that are enforced on our SAP applications and our landscape. Wrapping up on this, I wanted to bring three examples. And we have many examples, and we try to change them from presentation to presentation with updated ones. So what happens when we don't address SAP cybersecurity properly at our organization? So this is an example, exploitation of internet-facing SAP applications. So this is an organization in North America, a malicious outsider threat, exploiting a known vulnerability, affecting those SAP applications, which were internet-facing. So the threat actor exploited those vulnerabilities. The organization was notified of the attack by a security agency, by a government that was able to identify that. Attackers downloaded specific SAP information, including user accounts, password hashes, and other data. And a forensic investigation was initiated to trace the attacker's activity. So the other one is unforeseen downtime. This is an organization in Europe. The type of attacker, an unintended insider threat, someone who didn't meant to do harm, but it caused significant damage to the organization. The vulnerability was uncontrolled change transported to production with a financial impact of over 20 million euros. We're talking about a manufacturing company. A transport moving to production failed, resulting in 4 hours downtime. So those 4 hour downtimes translated to $20 million. because there was loss of productivity, and this could definitely be prevented with the right controls in place. And the third one, insider information. This is a company in Central Europe. This is specifically a malicious insider threat. The known vulnerability is malicious custom code in production. We couldn't get an approximation of a financial impact on this, but you can probably make your own estimations. So Onapsis was engaged to perform a security assessment. During the assessment, Onapsis identified the report with a Gmail address on it. The Gmail address included a name. The organization called the HR team and discovered the person was a former employee who had left 6 years ago. And that report was sending financial data before the close of each quarter to that Gmail account of the former employee. So that information is probably very useful to operate on the stock market with the advanced notification. So these three examples on when we don't properly address this type of risks, it's something that could have significant impact. So wrapping up on recommendations, it's not about putting specific processes for SAP. It's really bring your existing processes and integrate SAP within them, right? Ensure you have the right process to respond to latest vulnerabilities and threats. It starts by really vulnerability management, right? Threat detection, incident response. Make sure you update your existing processes to support SAP technology and integrate with the SAP team. Use threat intelligence to prioritize and address the latest threats. But it all boils down to the low-hanging fruit, right? In some cases, basic hygiene, secure configurations, password authentication security, patch management. So if we address the the low-hanging fruit or the foundational issues, we can significantly improve our security posture. So with that, I thank you for attending today. Sorry for the pauses that I had to make, but I'm happy to address questions. I think we have sometime, not much, but sometime for questions.
Great, thank you, JP. Yeah, we do have a few minutes for some Q&A. We had two questions come in. The first question is, to my knowledge, there are other apps that use the P4 protocol. Is this something we should be concerned about, or are those at risk?
Yeah, this is related to P4 chains vulnerabilities, set of vulnerabilities. So it's a complex one to understand. Basically, yes, there are many applications that support or run on top of P4 protocol. The team has been doing an assessment and an analysis of many applications. The ones that on which vulnerabilities were identified, we have been working with SAP to close that gap and have those vulnerabilities solved. But this is, we're talking about software, right? Software means people creating and improving and maintaining functionality. So it's vulnerabilities could pop up in any part. So I think it's important to address the P4 chains, set of vulnerabilities, making sure those patches are there, but also to have the right process in place to react when new vulnerabilities happen and to monitor systems in case there is suspicious activity around other vulnerabilities that we may not know.
Great. Thank you. And we have one more question come in. Can you talk about the blind spot? We have VM tools and SIEMs already. What are we missing?
All right. That's a good point. SIEMs, most organizations already have SIEMs, and they correlate information coming from many places. Most organizations do also vulnerability assessment, vulnerability management. They have either Rapid7 or Qualys or other solution. Actually, all of our customers do as well. They have existing processes for vulnerability management, for continuous monitoring. What's important here is to understand that we need to integrate our existing processes with SAP. So we need to integrate SAP logs in to go all the way to the SIEM. We need to have the right visibility around vulnerability management for SAP, potential SAP vulnerabilities and missing patches, misconfigurations, and other areas of risk. So that's why it's important to understand if we are doing that, we may be doing that manually today, or we may not be doing that at all, which is in most cases what happens is like it's a blind spot. But it's important to really start addressing that, be purposeful about security on these applications, and that's the only way that you could be closing these gaps.
Awesome. Thanks, JP. And that does bring us to time today. For any other questions in the chat, we'll be reaching out to you individually to get those answered. Also, just a brief reminder to everyone listening that this session has been recorded and the link to the recording will be emailed to you. And with that, thanks again to JP and everyone for joining today's webinar. Have a great day.